I've been thinking about Mr. Rogers a lot lately, thanks to a recent documentary and an upcoming feature film about him. And of course, people post his words in the aftermath of hurricanes and other natural disasters. His words appeared on Facebook and other social media even more than usual after last week's three horrifying white supremacist terrorist attacks. People all over the internet were quoting Mr. Rogers' famous line, "Look for the helpers." Rogers wrote, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.' To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I am always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in this world." Rogers' words were not written to comfort adults. He was telling us how to explain scary things to children. He said that children, quote, "need to hear very clearly that their parents are doing all they can to take care of them and to keep them safe." Few people seem to realize that the underlying context is that the adults are supposed to be the helpers. More and more of the problems we're facing right now, from that horrifying rise in white supremacy to the climate change that is exacerbating storms and threatening all of us humans and birds, are not being addressed by adults. Indeed, right now, it's children who are stepping up to the plate more than adults to be the helpers with regard to climate change. In a lawsuit filed in 2015 during the Obama administration, 21 children and adults aged 11 to 22 accused the federal government of violating their due process rights by knowing for decades that carbon pollution poisons the environment, but we're doing nothing about it. They're seeking various environmental remedies, all of which would improve our air and water quality even beyond climate effects. The lawsuit, titled Juliana versus U.S., had been scheduled to begin in U.S. District Court in Oregon on Monday before it was temporarily blocked from proceeding by the Supreme Court on October 18th. The Department of Justice contends that letting the case proceed would be too burdensome and that there is no right to a climate system capable of sustaining human life. I'm 66 years old, so I can't expect at most more than two or three more decades on this planet, but I have children. It's my job as an adult to be one of those helpers, trying my best to make disasters less likely in the future. Some of us have expertise and life experiences that qualify us to focus on specific issues. But all of us adult American citizens are human beings who were given a system that at least aspires to liberty and justice for all, and a government whose stated aim is to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Our system and government have always fallen short of these stated ideals, but it's our job as adults living right now to roll up our sleeves and make that system and that government better. Captain Sully Sullenberger, who, like Mr. Rogers, was a lifelong Republican, became famous for that miracle on the Hudson. He wrote an op-ed in today's Washington Post. "Our ideals, shared facts, and common humanity are what bind us together as a nation and a people. Not one of these values is a political issue, but the lack of them is. This current absence of civic virtues is not normal, and we must not allow it to become normal. We must rededicate ourselves to the ideals, values, and norms that unite us and upon which our democracy depends. We cannot wait for someone to save us. We must do it ourselves. Years from now, when our grandchildren learn about this critical time in our nation's history, they may ask if we got involved, if we made our voices heard. I know what my answer will be. I hope yours will be yes. That was Captain Sullenberger, and I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.